from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. We're a little west out here in Ashburn, VA. Brian, I've acquired some breaking news.
What's up, breaking news?
I have acquired a piece of information.
Give it to me.
I don't know what we do with this information, but I have acquired this information.
Okay.
I know where lunch is being served.
All right.
It's on the fourth hole. We are out at 1757.
Fourth hole's out that way.
Okay. So we are in the clubhouse driving range area. We're out here for the Heroes and Leaders golf tournament supporting the Veteran Resource Success Group. Really great cause. A lot of really impressive people out here. Now, Brian, I think we have a problem because Jeff is not here. Jeff could take a golf cart out to the fourth hole and sweet talk those folks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we can send Heavy Metal Chris out to the fourth hole of a golf tournament.
No, we can't.
I mean, I think if Heavy Metal Chris rolls up in a golf cart, they're going to call the police.
Well, I'm going to tell you straight up. There's a little snack shop right behind us.
I mean, I could just take it.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, snack shop right there.
Sure, but they have box lunches with the good roast beef sandwiches.
They got good burgers right here.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Maybe.
And I know the young lady back there that cooks them.
Okay.
When I play here, I always see her, so I'm going to go in and ask her for a burger.
All right. Well, you know what? That's what I bring the information. You bring the answers.
Yeah.
More answers here. I think I want to open the phones on this. It is high noon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, you'll hear from Marty Smith. I've seen Grant Paulson is here.
Yep.
They're going to broadcast from here, too. I think a lot of these guys will kind of be getting done with their rounds of golf, so maybe they'll be able to get some really cool guests.
Yeah.
It's funny for me, B. Mark Rippon just drove by us. I got to say hello to him earlier. Because I'm not around him that often, he still lives on the West Coast. It comes back fairly regularly. I still have a twinge of, like, I geek out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, that 91 Super Bowl, I was 8 or 9 years old. It changed the trajectory of my life. I don't think I'm sitting here without watching that season.
All right?
And I'm curious for you what it's like seeing Rip after all these years.
Just like seeing you after some years. I see him every year.
Right. I mean, you see him
multiple times a year.
Right.
So it's like once you hang out, you grew up with somebody, I mean, out with somebody, your friends, and then you see each other. It's just like you just saw them yesterday.
Lanville, you don't remember that 91 Super Bowl, do you?
Nope.
Okay. It's too bad not enough people do. Heavy Metal Chris does.
That's good. I mean, people that were living at the time do. People that were just born, they don't. They don't look for nothing but what's right in front of them.
Sure. But it's also different if you live through it. Even I can go back and I know statistics from the 83 team, and like there's things I know, but it's not like living through it and reading Tony Kornheiser's bandwagon column every week and watching George Michael.
I understand all that, but I'm saying, like, I know this guy right now. His son may be 10 years old. Jack's son is like 10, 11. He'll tell you everything about that year and is enamored with it because his dad was like a big part of it and still pass it on to him. A lot of younger folks today, they don't care about nothing that didn't happen today.
Oh,
or tomorrow.
I mean, Jeff's made that clear. He tells us that all the time.
So I mean,
well, it's like all these dumb NBA players that insist nobody was athletic in the 90s. Like, go watch a Dominique Wilkins or a Sean Kemp highlight.
The guy they consider the best. Watch him.
Right.
He's
sure.
athletic.
No, but they're always like, except Mike. Okay.
Crazy.
But to that point of the kids that might know the stats now or whatever, there's a great scene in Good Will Hunting where it's like, I'm sure you can tell me the exact paint colors of the Basilica in Rome, right, in the Vatican. But until you're there and you smell it, you don't know what it's like. Like, there is something to being there. Here's what I want to do. I want to go around the room. And I want to open the phones. We have Marty Smith joining us at 1 o'clock. I'll try my best to do phones for the next hour. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The question Lamphill posed, and Lamphill is a hell of a question asker. Are the Commanders making the same mistakes as last year? And then specifically, what player or position group disappointed you most? I will answer this first.
Okay.
The player and position group that disappointed me most would be Forbes and the secondary. And that was my concern going in. You've brought up a very good point that the pass rush didn't get home and that they all worked together, and mm-hmm. I think that's right. But on the bad penalty Forbes took, he just got beat off the line of scrimmage and then had to grab the dude because he got beat. Like that has nothing to do with sacking Baker. And then to continue with that, are the Commanders making the same mistakes as last year? I think it's entirely premature to draw a conclusion that like this year is the same as last year because there's 16 games remaining and maybe they make wholesale changes. Who knows what they're going to do? But in the first game, we saw similar mistakes from the secondary that we saw last year, and I would point to the communication breakdowns, BSJ being in good position and then not turning his head. We saw that last year. There is stuff we saw that was similar.
But there were things in the game that I saw that were mistakes, but it was because of the IQ of it right now. Like the play where you talked about, the kid over the top, 15, on Quan and also Mikey.
Yeah, McMillan.
They understood what was supposed to happen, but they didn't realize that it was better for them to pass that off instead of one guy trying to come from deep to come down low and the other guy trying to drop all the way back.
Right.
So basically what you did, you left a hole. So when you're going to the position you know, you leave a space. If they had passed it off, then it never was a space. So as they get older, I think those guys have figured that out. I think the tackling is the same as last year thus far, but that could change. You know, we got at quarterbacks last year and we didn't bring them down. We allowed them to move around. But I'm like you said, it's too early to say if it's going to be all last year. That was just one game. And it's the first game. And I looked at a lot of games this weekend and I saw a lot of things that shouldn't be happening in the first game if you had put some effort through preseason and things of that nature, and it's still happening. So let's look into it. This game coming up and the following. Within 4 weeks, we'll know.
I agree. I think 4 weeks is a pretty good
barometer,
if you will, kind of to get a real idea of what's happening there. Lamphill, I'm curious if you believe this is the same as last year, if it's too early to make that determination based on one game.
I think a few of the fundamental problems are kind of the same as last year. The secondary is obviously bad. There seem to be a lot of communications issues. Maybe it's just because I watch the Commanders all the time, but it kind of seems like that's something that's been a problem for like 5-6 years here, where there's a ton of blown coverages and just dudes running wide open in the secondary, and that's pretty frustrating to watch.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Like, that has been a consistent issue. And, dude, I don't want to say specifically, like, the player that said this, but when I heard in the post game, like, yeah, we just got to get our communication locked down. Like, I've heard that we need to get our communication locked down since I've been coming to Ashburn in a professional capacity starting 12 years ago. Like, some of these things are just what corners say when they get beat.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pass rush can improve. I don't know that every quarterback is going to escape 5-6 times like Baker did. I will open the phones if people want to weigh in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Is this the same old as last season? Are there symptoms of it, or is it just too early to tell? I know because I was on NBC4 yesterday all afternoon. They ran a poll question asking that, and for a while, it was overwhelmingly people saying same old, same old. But then eventually it was like, you got to give it time. And
yeah.
I think the proper sentiment is somewhere in between those two.
I mean, it's the first game, so I can't go same old, same old. And it's a totally different people that are coming in that's trying to lead these guys. So, no, it's not same old, same old. And you have to give it time. Unless I don't know the world that people live in where they do everything perfect the first time they do it. I just don't know that world. But we have a lot of people in this world like that, who thinks that I'm going to tell you how you're supposed to do something immediate the first time. No one does it perfect the first time.
Sure.
So if you're not giving it time, then that's your problem.
Right.
That's the way I'm serious. It's like, you know, we get to the point where I try my best to be respectful to everybody I talk with. But that's getting kind of a little time where I think, you know, we might have to have a segment called Tell the Truth.
Just
to
like
where
DQ.
I'm allowed to just tell some people how ignorant they can act and be sometimes. Because why we expect people to do in their life what we can't do in our own life?
Well, I also think I think the Giants present a real test opportunity, whatever the hell you want to call it, because they looked awful in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to give them time to kind of figure things out. But, like, if Daniel Jones has similar stats to Baker, if Danny Dimes goes for 250 and three touchdowns, then I think you got a real problem on your hands. And it's the problem these guys inherited by and large, but they did have an offseason to try to address things. Yeah, listen, I don't believe in getting pre-mad. I'm going to need to see that happen before I'm going to start slamming guys for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's reasonable to look at the Bucs game with a kind of holistic approach, right? I think they've won their division four straight seasons, at least three. They won a Super Bowl 4 years ago. And that was with Brady. Then Baker showed up, and they've been good. Not the same, but good. They have some really good pieces defensively. They have some really good pieces offensively. Mike Evans has 10 straight 1,000-yard seasons. Like, I'm cool with backing off even analysis, frankly, because it's one game and it was the Bucs, and there's a lot of moving parts. But if the Giants come to town and roll, that's trouble.
And you start having more stuff to go on. But this is the question I'll ask, okay? Like, for those who are being so critical of everything, Aaron Rodgers was 13 of 21 for 167 yards last night. One TD, one interception. He had one carry for minus 1 yards. We going to say he's horrible?
That'd be dumb.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to
say.
How
about this?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Week one rush yards per game were the highest they've been in almost 20 years. Rush yards per game per team, 121.5 rush yards. That's the highest since 2008.
You know what teams work on a lot in training camp? Defensive pass defense, okay? And the other teams are sitting up here saying, we're going to run the ball. Because the league is a pass league, right? So the league is going down to, let's stop the pass. Well, you're not working on stopping the run, so I'm coming right down here on you.
The average passing yards in week one, 188.3 net passing yards. Mm. That is the lowest total for any week in the NFL since week 15 of 2007.
All right, so now we're...
So is this a one-off, or is this like a trend here?
It's not a trend, because by time we get to week 4 or 5, you're going to see teams throwing the ball a lot more than they were before, because, you know what, they started off a little different. Just if we don't understand, we're not doing preseason anymore. We're basically doing training camp during preseason, and then we do preseason in the first 3-4 weeks.
I saw a quote that Herb Street said in an interview, and Herb Street's calling NFL games now. I think he does the Thursday night Amazon game maybe. But he said basically September's turned into August.
Yes. And the thing of it is, we see most teams were more vanilla running the ball, and then they try some pass things off of it. And how many are training camps?
Not particularly.
So now you get in the game with a team that literally has better talent, more experience, have better chemistry. They're going to handle you. Now you're starting to get caught up on it. Like last night, the Jets, we have praised about their defense, their offense, all of the roster that the Jets have, we gave it an elevated thing. Were they great? San Francisco kicked 6 field goals last night.
They
imagine
scored 32 points without a passing touchdown.
If four of those were touchdowns last night, they would have got destroyed. So based off what I've seen, the defense of the Jets was just as bad as the defense of the damn Commanders.
Doesn't change. The Commanders' defense was bad. Mac Diesel on line one. Is this more of the same for the Washington defense, or is it too early to tell?
Hey, JP. Hey, B. Mitch.
What's up, buddy?
Man, it's too early, dog. It's too early. We can't count our guys out. No one likes seeing our guys, you know, running behind, you know, these wide receivers and letting the long balls go. No one likes seeing that. But, you know, bottom line, we got to stick with them. We'll know Sunday. If the Giants do that stuff to us, we'll know. Then it's time to start, you know, looking for, you know, different answers. But if we can hold up Sunday, you know, maybe we can roll with this team we got. You know, I was disappointed in Mikey Sanders still. You know, I've been looking at him all year thinking he's going to come in and start right out. He didn't do it. St. Juice didn't do it. Obviously, Forbes ain't doing it. But if we can hold Sunday, man, guys, we got rides. I think we can do it.
Thank you for the call, Mac Diesel. I would definitely caution a decision on Sammer still. He did not look great. The whole secondary didn't look great.
No, he didn't look great, but he came up and hit people, which some people catch everybody. Ultimately, let's just say this, man. If we were to win against the Giants, don't call in here talking about all that positive stuff. We're going to have to, just like we wait.
That guy was positive.
No, I'm not saying that about that guy.
General.
I'm saying in general. We lose our mind, we lose. When we win, we lose our mind. I'm telling you, look, be relaxed on both ends. You just let stuff happen for a little bit. Let's try that one time. Let's let things happen, and then we could judge it instead of doing this roller coaster every damn week.
Commanders are favored against the Giants. We're going to keep the phone lines open.
They should be at home.
They should. The Giants look god-awful. Commanders just look bad. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Is it too early to start judging, or is it same old in Washington? Taking your calls when we return. Marty Smith from ESPN joins us at 1 o'clock.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, that was a special heavy metal Chris request, I'm guessing. Chris got all fired up when he heard that. Here's what we're doing. I want to ask the question, and ideally we can have a reasonable conversation. What we saw week one, is it the same old, because a lot of it is the same stuff we saw last year, or do you just have to give it time because nobody plays in the preseason? And basically, that was like the first chance that, I mean, if you had to rank the 11 defensive players Washington has in terms of importance, where would Payne, Allen, Wagner rank? Top five, right?
Yeah. I think all three of them in the top five.
None of them played until Sunday.
You basically have your defensive quarterback and your anchors.
Right.
They're important.
Yeah. I think it's too early. That said, if the defense really struggles against Daniel Jones and the Giants, different conversation. Where are you at right now on this team? Is it same old, or give it some time? John is in Herndon. What up, Johnny?
I love the show.
Thanks,
yeah,
bud.
It's too early, but if we lose to the Giants next week, we got serious problems. But I will say, Emmanuel Forbes blows. Man, he absolutely blows. He's got to go, man. He's does nothing but hurt the team. It took the Patriots about 15 seconds on the clock to grab Christian Gonzalez after we picked him. He's horrible. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. I tell you what, now Gonzalez has to prove he can stay healthy, but in the games they've been on the field, Gonzalez has looked like the better pick for sure. Carlos is in Severna Park. What up, Los? Same old, same old, or chill out a little bit?
Same old. Well, no, just chill out a little bit, but there's one thing that's same old, and there's one thing that is the common denominator that to this day I will not stand for. I'm even going to the store right now. I'm on my way to Best Buy to buy a new TV, you know, because back in the day, you know, I had a small TV, and I see cornerbacks, like, go man-on-man, one-to-one, pumping on the line and everything. So now, you know, I got big boy money now, and I have a 65-inch TV, and I still can't see my cornerbacks going up against, you know, bumping and, you know, just getting on the wide receivers on the line of scrimmage, everything like that. I'm about to go buy a 90-inch TV to see if we can go head-to-head to these wide receivers. B-Mitch, am I overreacting, or am I just a Spanish man to just stick to soccer? Because I thought you could be within 5 yards of a wide receiver, bump him on the line as many times as you want, not get called a flag. But no, we give cushion. We give so much cushion. I got more pillows that give me cushion than this dang cornerback does.
We got to get you some new pillows, Los.
I don't know. Los, is it that you want a bigger TV, or did you break your TV is what I'm trying to figure out, and you're blaming it on the cornerbacks. But let's be real. The NFL right now, they put them in a bad situation. They tell you you could bump at 5 yards, up until five. But
how about that OPI last night?
They caught a lot of craziness, man.
Lauren was up. Lauren watched the first half with me, and she was trying to understand. She's like, why is that offensive pass interference and not holding? I'm like, well, technically, in a pass play, when he's downfield like that, you get 5 yards to engage, and then after that, it's interference instead of holding. But it is – defenses are at a disadvantage.
Well, he was blocking when the ball was in the air.
Right,
that's
exactly
why.
Defenses are at a disadvantage, and these guys have played poorly. I don't think they will. I mean, that was a good ball. I think you started to see Forbes. There was a portion where he got pulled.
Yeah.
I don't like if it goes bad this week. I don't know that these guys will have. What do we call it? A self-preservation league, right?
Patience.
Ron had to prove that Forbes was his guy and that they made the right pick. These guys don't have to prove that,
yeah.
Which is not going to bode well should they continue to struggle.
The thing about it is the frustration in the game after the game is not just held to players and coaches and fans. There were people that were in front office that were frustrated too. So things will get worked out because you have a lot of people's reputation that's riding on this thing.
Totally. Let's go to Alex is in Aspen Hill. Same old, Alex.
So I think this is a year one, game one of a rebuild. I mean, everything is new. However, whatever percentage of the roster, the whole front office, everybody is so much new. This is year one, game one. We need to have some patience. That being said, if some of these holes don't get addressed in this upcoming offseason after this season, then we're going to have to start to worry a little bit.
See, now I'm going to tell you, that call right there is where my mind is. But I can understand the frustration of some people. But, damn, you can't hold this group right now. Yes, it's a few people that were still here to what everybody did prior to them. You got to have some patience, some level of patience.
I agree with that. I think some level of patience, for sure. It you can also balance it. They really didn't do a heck of a lot this offseason to address some of these things.
Yeah.
They have a lot of money to spend. They decided not to go that route. They want to build through the draft. And if that's the plan, it's going to take some time. And, like,
yeah.
I think Adam Peters told you this, right? Like, Adam Peters was pretty clear about everything. But then when it actually starts to happen, folks get a little disappointed, and it takes longer. It's going to take some time. Let's see what Commander Tequila has to say. Hello, Commander. How do you do?
pretty good, you guys. Well, it's going to take time. You know, what I'm seeing is this. It's not same old, you know.
because everything's different. You know, even we're bringing over new guys here and there. We're addressing the issues. We're seeing the issues what they are. Now we're going to fix the issues. What I'm looking at, I'll be honest, out of within six weeks, games, I see 3-3. You know, maybe a positive 4-2 at by 6 weeks. You know, but we all learn our lessons, so we got to learn how to rap. That's all it is. You know, we can't point the fingers at nobody but ourselves.
Thanks, buddy. I always appreciate that call, man. I don't always know what it means, but I always appreciate that call. Commander Tequila, very loyal listener, and we love you, bud.
Yep.
As far as what we expect to change, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody, there's a lot of concern about Jaden Daniels getting 16 carries. I think that changes. I think that number goes down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of concern about the secondary. I'm not sure that changes. I think Daniels gets fewer carries. I think they will get in his head on that to, continue as a passer. Don't immediately look to run. I don't know that the secondary can be overhauled.
Yeah. One thing about Jaden, though, Jaden is not going to throw a ball just to be throwing the ball.
Agreed.
And I think when he goes to break, if someone is open, he will definitely get the ball to him. But if they're not, he's going to get the yards he can get and get down. And I think they're going to have to understand that at one point. Like Dan stated, Chris said that thing fell. As Dan stated, they weren't design runs. But I'm not going to tell a guy, I wouldn't. It's me as me being my Brian Mitchell coach now. I'm going to be the coach. If you see nobody open and you got space, no, throw the ball anyway. Mm-mm. Run that damn ball, get those yards, get down. I'm not going to take that away from him. And now, I don't expect him to have 16 in and game out.
Right.
But I need him to be able to do that without worried about someone saying something about him running the ball.
Funny scene here. The wind picked up and napkins started blowing everywhere. And we've got our best guy on it. Heavy Metal Chris is walking around the driving range picking up napkins. And the napkins are blowing on to nice people trying to hit their driving range balls. And you can kind of see Heavy Metal Chris's butt when
Chris
he bends down to pick them up.
He got it.
It's a good vibe here. Good
see?
Vibe.
I didn't see his butt. You did, because you're looking.
I mean, I don't know. Our guy Damon is in Oxon Hill. Damon, thank you again for the diorama you presented us with. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, man, and it was my pleasure to put it together.
A lot of people have asked us about that. Did you ever connect with Toby Altizer? Because he wanted to, interview you about that.
No, I haven't. However, I can hold on or get back in contact with Jeff.
Yeah, let Jeff know. Perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
That's beautiful. All right. I think it's kind of all of the above as far as what y'all have mentioned. Keeping this in mind, man, we have high expectations and low patience. So when we draft a dynamic player like Jaden Daniels at number 2 overall, we're looking for him to, be, like you say, a finished product. But as Brian say, man, you got to play football to get better at football. And when we're not seeing them play in the preseason, or just playing before the season begins, this is what we get. Which is some of the same old of just getting beat. They didn't address the cornerback situation, and so we dealing with some of the same quarterbacks from last year. But I don't think it's the same old thing, and we just need to give it some time because they have not been playing together. Once they start playing together, the defense, I don't think it's going to look historically bad like it did Sunday.
Thanks, D. Appreciate you, buddy. Jeff, get his contact info for Toby. Vaughn via Twitter says, are they the same old team? Yes, until they prove otherwise. Simple as that. I just think it's too early.
Yeah, it's too early to say that, man.
Our guy Jupe is on the line. What up, Jupe? Same old, same old?
JT, D-Miss, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, doing, bud?
Hey, I'm good. I don't think it's same old, same old. I refuse to believe that guys like Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, is going to allow to happen like what happened this past Sunday. Like I said the other day, 90% of the team is brand new. Chemistry is a big thing in this league. It's going to take time for these guys to gel together. Jaden Daniels, people got to realize that's his very first NFL season start game. And maybe the speed of the game just got to him a little bit. But what I could tell, looked like he was going through his progressions. He made a quick decision, and he stuck with it. He got down. He did what he needed to do. to move the chains. So it's just, and really this season's based off on us finding out if we have our franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels. We're not going to the Super Bowl. I doubt we make the playoffs. If we do, that's a plus. But right now, it's just figuring out what we have in Jaden Daniels. That's all I got for y'all.
Joop, you're totally right. The absolute best thing that can happen this season is clarity at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. Ideally, that answer is, hell yeah, this is the guy. Possibly, maybe he isn't. But you want to know so you can move forward.
Yep.
The other thing you want to know, it's September. And it's not only the start of football, but it's also Responsible Gaming Education Month. If you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. A solid game plan includes betting with legal sports books only, knowing the odds, keeping it fun, and sticking to a budget. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. That's brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association. All right. Shout out to the Veteran Resource Success Group for bringing us sandwiches. B said it. I think these are from Paisanos. That bread is so damn fresh. That sandwich was on the stream like, oh, my God, JP's eating a sub. Oh, my God. Who cares? Like, yes, I'm eating lunch. I am not embarrassed about eating lunch. I want to be clear to the world.
Yeah.
People eat lunch. How do you eat a sub? Get out of here, you bunch of glizzy goblins. all right. Is it the same old, same old? Let's go to our guy, Drew. Eastern Shore, Drew, you tell me, man. We saw a lot of the same problems. Bad tackling, poor play in the secondary, but it's also just one game.
Yeah, so my view is the defense was bad. Jaden was encouraging, but I don't think it's the same old, same old. And what the reason for that is what Dan Quinn said at his press conference yesterday. So the one thing we haven't had in this team is accountability. And what he said was, you know, if you miss a 50-50 ball and the receiver beats you, okay. But if it's a communication problem, you know, that's no good. And first thing he said is, as coaches, we're going to simplify the communication, take some things out. But implied in there is, hey, once we make this simple, if there's still communication problems, there's going to be other changes.
You got a problem.
And I think bringing accountability, I think it's going to take a while for that to catch on and for that to make those changes. But I think there's been a lack of accountability on the team. And I was very encouraged by those statements. Now we got to go beat the Giants. But I think telling people you can't be miscommunicating on defense, that's got to stop. And having a plan to stop it is a change.
So, that's a difference completely. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah.
So,
it wasn't addressed last year.
I want to agree with you. Yeah. Like, wanting the accountability, awesome. Saying the right thing, awesome. Then you've actually got to do it, one. And two is, if the accountability ultimately means benching somebody, I'm not sure that right now the next person up is going to be better, but at least you get to find out.
But you asked the question, right, is it the same old, same old? The fact that they would be thinking about making it easier for people to communicate and then going to hold you to that, that's different completely than last year.
Exactly.
For the
and
call,
if those guys aren't as good, then you got to go get better guys. But at least you know they're doing what you said.
Drew, stay on for a second. B-Mitch, you want to hear something that I found wild, but knowing Drew's level of commitment and preparation to things, perhaps I should have expected it. Mm-hmm. So Drew and I stayed at the same hotel in Tampa. Mm-hmm. It wasn't planned. I just ran into him. I ran into him and a bunch of fans out at the pool Sunday morning. And it was almost all dudes. Drew was there with his wife. And all these boys were just drinking beers in the pool, getting after it. Now, Drew and his wife were chilling, enjoying themselves, but they had floats. They looked way more comfortable. The rest of these guys were just standing around in the pool. And I thought of it later. I texted Drew. I was like, dude, did you pack your own pool floats? And your answer, sir.
Yeah, we packed them. You know, preparation is 90% of the game here, JP.
And I would never in a million years think to pack a pool float, B, would you?
Well, you don't have to have air in it. You can fold it up like his phone.
Hey, man, I tip my cap to you, Drew. That's next level. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Tim, Drew, you playing. Right. He doesn't.
I don't. But now maybe I'll start packing pool floats. Who knows? Especially with the kids.
See, you went for work. trip. Drew probably was there for a week.
Oh, yeah.
So he's just like if you're going to the beach with your kids, you pack stuff then.
Yeah, I do. A lot of times, though, with the beach, especially like the pool toys, like the sand toys, the little stuff, I just buy it new every year and just leave it there because it's like $8, and I don't feel like schlepping all that back and getting all the sand.
Everybody don't have that JP Finley money.
It's $8. I will loan somebody $8. Thomas is in Bowie. Tommy, same old, same old. What do you think?
I'm not going to say same old, but what I do, I have two points to make. One, we had this big bag of money for free agency. Second most in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. They went and did nothing with it. They made no splashes. They went cheap. They had Neiman Marcus money. They went to the thrift store. And that's what we have. We have cheap talent. We still have it who they said, oh, we're going to go with them. And they went with them. And then now it's looking like, oh, we have to bench them. You went with the people that you said it was okay. You didn't spend the money. You know it's a big rebuild. We had, the biggest number of new players on a team.
Mm-hmm.
But you still didn't make no big splashes in free agency. All these
But let me ask you a question. When you hear rebuild, you think it happens overnight? A rebuild normally is like multiple years.
Of course it is, and I understand that part. But
that's what I'm saying, and that's probably why they didn't spend it, because we've splashed every year for damn near 20 years, and we still did nothing with it.
Mm-hmm. That's
they,
true.
Dan got cheap in the last decade, but you're not wrong, B. Like, mm-hmm. Listen, could they have done more to address a couple of positions? Yes. I think they weren't spending because they didn't want – This is actually a line that I've now stolen from Governor Moore, that they don't want to chase a sugar high. And I think that was their point, that they don't want to chase getting to 9 wins this year and then falling back, because until you build that base of talent,
yeah,
adding players like the Niners, if you look at what they did, and now they're really good. They're arguably
real good.
If Patrick Mahomes didn't exist, you know what I mean?
They may have 2 Super Bowls.
Right, but they were bad for 2 years before they broke through in the third year and made a Super Bowl appearance. They went 6-10 and 4-12. Like, there's a very clear plan for Adam Peters.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be, let's spend a bunch of free agency. Zeke is in D.C. Zeke, what up? Same old, same old? Zeke, you there? All right, Zeke, you're gone. Greater. Zeke's back in Dallas. When we come back, we are very excited to have Marty Smith from ESPN join us. Marty Smith is working to support collegiate athletic programs. It's going to be a really cool conversation. Marty Smith does a lot. Football, racing, college football. Can't wait. Nobody go anywhere.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.